Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Price is much lower than a grocery store. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Syrian rebels have breached Aleppo, Syria's second largest city, in a surprise offensive against the Assad regime. ABC News contributor and former Deputy Defense Secretary for the Middle East, Mick Mulroy, warns if the fight continues, it could spread across the country and the region at large.
If Aleppo falls, then many could fall after it. This could be a domino effect, and it's something that the region is certainly looking at.
Consumers broke records, over $6 billion in online Thanksgiving sales, up nearly 9% from last year. Mobile shopping hitting an all-time high, driving $3.6 billion in sales. Best Buy CEO Corey Barry.
We see a customer who's really been resilient and obviously is looking forward to a really special and joyous holiday season.
And it's already a record-breaking Thanksgiving holiday in the skies. The FAA reporting there were over 232,000 flights nationwide between Sunday and Thanksgiving, the most ever during a holiday week. 52,000 of those flights were on Tuesday. This is ABC News. The San Jose State women's volleyball team is heading to the championships this weekend after boycotts surrounding claims that the team has a transgender player.
Boise State pulled out of the Mountain West women's volleyball tournament amid claims San Jose State has a transgender member on the women's team. Although the school nor the player have publicly talked about the player's gender, San Jose State now jumps all the way to the championships because of Boise State refusing to play them. San Jose State says in a statement that it supports its student athletes, and while disappointed that Boise State pulled out, its volleyball team is preparing for Saturday's championship match against either San Diego State or Colorado State. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An evacuation warning has been issued in California's Riverside County for the Canyon Crest Fire. Fire officials say the blaze started Thanksgiving Day. It's grown to 250 acres. More than 200 personnel are assigned to the fire, and it's 0% contained. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottles so delightful, whoa. Priced so amazingly low.
Curbside pickup and delivery available, and the lowest prices for over 30 years only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today. We'll get to 19 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 18. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 22. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Results of the 2024 general election are now official after Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs publicly canvassed them Friday morning, signing the canvass statements, the last major step of Wisconsin's certification process. The committee, which ran the 2024 Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, raised over $90 million. A filing with the Federal Election Commission showed the Milwaukee 2024 host committee raising just over $92 million since it began receiving donations in 2022. Charges filed against the owner of a historic Burlington mansion destroyed by fire, 65-year-old Robert Statton, facing a misdemeanor count for the negligent handling of burning materials in connection to last week's fire, which gutted the Meinhardt Mansion. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Trusted steel power in the palm of your hand. This holiday season, save $30 on the GTA 26 handheld garden pruner. Now just $149.99. Check off a gift from the top of their wish list and make trimming tree limbs a breeze with a lightweight design and 4-inch cutting bar. Visit your local steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $179.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. A unique weather phenomena caused a band of snow in western Wisconsin yesterday. According to the National Weather Service, the snow originated from a factory near Menominee, when the particles being emitted from the factory were just the right thing for the supercooled liquid water droplets in the clouds to grab onto and create a band of snow. The snow caused numerous accidents in western Wisconsin, including an accident at I-94 and Highway 37 that caused I-94 westbound to be closed for a time yesterday. The U.S. Supreme Court could take up Eau Claire's trans policy case. The court is considering a hearing on the challenge to Eau Claire Area School's policy on gender. That policy allows teachers and school administrators to hide gender changes from parents. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty sued over the policy, but their lawsuit was dismissed because Will's clients didn't have kids in Eau Claire schools. Eau Claire area school leaders have defended the policy in the past as something that helps kids. No one's guessing when the high court may decide on the case. Investigators say a bus driver was to blame for driving into the front of a home in western Wisconsin. A school bus leaving the depot in Holman early Tuesday morning crashed into the front of a home. The Wisconsin State Patrol says the bus was in working condition and that the 76-year-old driver was at fault. One person inside the home was injured. The driver will receive citations, but is not facing charges. If you're heading out this weekend looking for a Christmas tree, consider heading to Wisconsin's North Woods. Division of Forestry Property Manager Beth Findus says, make sure, though, you get a permit first.
You can go to one of the state forest headquarters, or sometimes some entrance stations sell the permit, depending on the property. Permits are about $5 a tree for a balsam and fir. A lot of the times, the max footage that you can cut down is 30 feet.
A full list of what state forests you can cut down trees in can be found on the Wisconsin DNR website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
It is going to be cold and clear in western Wisconsin for the next few days. The National Weather Service says the holiday weekend will see temperatures in the 20s here in western Wisconsin. No snow is in the forecast, which is good news for holiday travelers. The Weather Service says it will stay cold in western Wisconsin through at least midweek next week. One man is dead after he was struck by a car while pulling a deer carcass off the road. The Dakota County Sheriff's Department says the accident happened on County Road 46 in Martin Township Wednesday. The 69-year-old victim had reportedly struck and killed a deer and was pulling the animal to the shoulder when he was hit by a passing vehicle. The name of the victim has not been released. There are federal charges for the man who flight attendants say tried to get off a Milwaukee to Dallas flight earlier this month. Prosecutors filed the charges against Abdul Al-Jabbar earlier this week. They say that he ran at a flight attendant on the flight, which took off from Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport back on November 19th. He's accused of saying that he was captain of the flight and that he needed to get off the plane immediately. Other passengers had to hold him down until he could be secured with duct tape. No one on the flight was injured. Prosecutors say the plane was able to land safely in Dallas. A plea deal has been reached with the Hixton man accused of attempted homicide. Anthony Sylvester was charged last October with that crime and a few other charges like burglary and stalking after breaking into his girlfriend's home. Sylvester entered into a plea deal in Jackson County Court and was found guilty of first-degree reckless injury. He'll be sentenced in February. Minnesotans looking for something to do other than shopping can take advantage of Friday's Free Park Day. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources schedules 4 free park days each year to encourage people to get outside and enjoy nature. Admission to all state parks in Minnesota is free, though fees will still apply for activities like camping and boat rentals. Friday's Free Park Day is the last one of 2024. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Marshfield Clinic's newest doctor may not have the med school chops of some of her colleagues, but she's among the most popular in the entire hospital. The clinic says Dolly the dog doctor is making the rounds in Marshfield. She's not a therapy dog. Instead, the hospital says she's there to help in any way she can. Mostly that's by being cute and friendly towards visitors. The hospital says Dolly will put in a 40-hour week once she gets up to speed at her new job. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RADIO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RADIO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Penske promotes premier doubleheaders. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Looking for the ultimate holiday gift for the race fan in your life? Look no further than the Racing Electronics Black Friday Sale. Take 20% off your purchase during the biggest sale of the year. Get the best-selling RE3000 scanner to hear uncensored audio from your favorite driver and their team, or listen to the MRN radio broadcast. Hear team strategy, critical spotter information, dangerously close calls, and all the pit stop drama as it happens. This is a limited-time offer that ends Sunday, December 1st. Shop now at RacingElectronics.com.
NASCAR Cup Series, IndyCar, and IMSA team owner Roger Penske has a vision of the future. A Cup Series schedule with a number of IndyCar and IMSA Series doubleheader events. The captain, who also owns Indianapolis Motor Speedway, believes the combo contests will create more robust experiences.
As we did with NASCAR doubleheaders, I mean, I haven't talked about this, I'm not announcing anything, but think about it, Indy, we ran a doubleheader there with IndyCar and NASCAR. You could do that to give, you know, a full weekend and some diversity there, I think could be important as we go forward. And you know, our relationship with IMSA runs with us on some weekends, so I could see that be a way to build it.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. We have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200. Call now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
There'll be no bowl game, and the Badgers' traveling trophy cases are empty after falling to rival Minnesota 24-7 in the regular season finale at Camp Randall today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Gophers outrushed the Badgers 183-36, and the Badger offense finishing with just 166 yards in all. They finished 5-7 in Luke Fickell's second season in Madison. Packers get a couple of days off before getting back to work on Sunday, preparing for their next game, a showdown against NFC North division leading Detroit. The Packers rolled to a 30-17 win over Miami last night. The Bears fired their head coach Matt Eberflus today, choosing to go in a different direction one day after a 23-20 loss to the Lions that ended with the Bears' furious comeback falling short. Eberflus went 14-32 in his nearly three seasons in Chicago. Thomas Brown, who was recently named Chicago's interim offensive coordinator, will assume the head coaching job on an interim basis for the remainder of the season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Boys basketball opening night, plus some additional wrap-up from the football season. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISPSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Tuesday was the opening night of high school boys basketball action, and already we were treated to some excellent games. How about getting things started with a buzzer beater? Trailing last year's Division V state qualifier Almond Bancroft with 2 seconds left, loyal junior Bryce Deegan hit a fallaway jumper to give the Greyhounds a 40-39 victory. Houstonford scored an opening 57-47 win over Ryle as senior Caleb Poplinski went for 29 points and 20 rebounds. Just a few days after a huge performance in Racine St. Catharines football state title, junior Lamont Hamilton helped the Angels basketball team to a 68-54 victory against Burlington, scoring 39 points. As we put a bow on the football season completed last week, let's take a look at a few more award winners. Jared Schultz of Northwood Solon Springs was announced as the WISPSports.net 8-player football offensive player of the year. He led 8-player in rushing with 2,105 yards to go with 35 touchdowns plus 28 two-point conversions, a new state record. He also threw for more than 1,500 yards with 21 touchdown passes. On the other side of the ball, Clayton's Alex Schradel was selected as the WSN 8-player football defensive player of the year. The state's best lineman, he had 102 tackles, 19 tackles for loss, and 10 sacks this season. This has been a WISPSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISPSports.net.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Steve Hiding says that 40 is the magic number. Yes, 40. I'll tell you why, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Steve Hiding is a freshwater fishing hall of famer and a muskie angler from the word go. He says 40 is a magic number at this time of year, and the reason it is because that's when the ciscos start to spawn when the water temperature reaches 40 degrees. Those ciscos move into the shallow water. They like to be around some vegetation for cover. When they are spawning in the fall, that means those huge pike will move in after them. Muskellunge, huge northern pike that have been suspended, move up into the shallows to chase those ciscos. The baits that work great for this time of the year are baits that are going to mimic a cisco in looks and something that doesn't dive very deep. Any jerk bait will work well to mimic that wounded fish scenario where you give it a pull It dives down a couple of feet, and as it's slowly rising to the top, it wobbles until it reaches the surface. And when it breaks the surface, it'll usually twist and turn a little bit. And this action is just something a muskie cannot resist. So remember, ciscos, when that water hits 40, are moving into the shallows, and so are those huge pike. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today. We'll get to 19 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 18. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 22. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Of course, we saw markets close early in observance of the Thanksgiving holiday of yesterday. Lots of things that we're going to look at today, though, including where we're at with this market and what is a typical perspective that we see when we look at corn and technicals on the soybean side. And a lot to break down as Jeff Peterson joins us. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners. And I know, Jeff, you've had a very busy Thanksgiving time. I appreciate you joining us on this Friday afternoon to break everything down. So what did you think? How did the markets look for you today as we had that kind of early close?
Yeah, as you dig into it and look at it, they actually, you know, behaved, in my opinion, pretty well. You know, as we look at December corn was able to trade down. At one point, it would have been down lower, it would have been down the 415 area, but did have a nice rebound and was able to get the market back up higher. You know, soybeans have traded a fairly wide range, about a 17-cent range here on kind of both sides of unchanged, but they're holding together okay. We've got some strength coming to us out of bean oil. A little bit of weakness there overall coming on the soybean meal side, and seeing a little bit of weakness coming over on the corn side. But, you know, overall for a Friday after Thanksgiving, you just never know what to expect. So actually, I think everything's holding together pretty well, Susan.
So did you think funds have any sort of impact when it comes to corn and soybeans at this point?
You know, that's a great question. We hear that a lot. And, you know, they do. It's just that we're seeing different types of action happen here. So on the corn side, you know, we'll get some updated numbers on what the current corn position, fund position is. But overall, they are long on the fund side on the corn. And that's definitely helping us. That's helping us as we get down to some support levels. We know the funds are there to buy. We know that the end users are there to buy. So that's helping us. Now, it isn't doing us any favors over on the wheat and on the soybean side, because they still short on both of those commodities. And as a result, what they're doing is when we get a little bit of a rally or a little bit of strength in the market, they're there to sell them. So we definitely do need to continue to keep a close eye on those.
What about for technicals on the soybeans?
You know, as we dig in and take a look at the technical side, and we just say, okay, so how's everything really holding together on that? It's been interesting action to watch. You know, there was a downtrend line that was in place, and what I thought was positive and is that back on the 26th, we were able to break through that. So now we've had 2 days of trade outside of that downtrend line. We're coming up against some major resistance right up against that 20-day moving average. But it's we'll see whether or not we can break through that. It actually, the market action today has been pretty favorable. From the stochastic side, which is kind of a momentum indicator, you know, we're getting a buy signal from that side. From the MACD, which is a moving average convergence divergence emergence, which that is a technical that's really kind of good to watch. Are we seeing any type of trend change? We're getting close to seeing a buy signal there. So the fact that we've also bounced off the lows that we've had a couple times as we, you know, back on the 21st, we came down to 976 and three quarters. That's also a level that we would have visited down in that area, a little bit lower than that, 973 and three quarters back at the end of August. So we're building kind of a base of support in here. From the technical side, I think that soybean market's actually coming together okay.
Now, as you take a look at what's happening on the world supply and demand, is there some other factors, some bigger ones, that could be affecting the corn and the soybean market?
Yeah, there definitely is. I mean, as you just look out all across there, and what's interesting, supply side's a big deal right now as it relates to the soybean market. And over on the corn side, I'd say that the demand side is coming in to be a little bigger factor there, just because the difference there on that is the supply on the corn side. We know out of South America, they aren't going to have really any export quantities of corn that's really going to come into the marketplace until, you know, they get their safrinha crop planted. And then, you know, as we get back over into probably May into June before they come back into that corn market. We also know as we reach out there and look at what we're seeing happen with Russia and Ukraine, we know that Ukraine is continuing. It seems like Russia's, you know, putting a little bit more of an offensive against Ukraine right now. And then we know that Ukraine has the ability to fight back with some of the long-range missiles that are being supplied by France and by Britain and also by the U.S. So that battle continues to go on. And what we've noticed there is that as a result, there's a lot more question marks in regard to what's going to be able to get exported out of the country now on from Ukraine's side. Now, they've been doing a very good job getting exports out, all things considered, but that also could come into play. So then we come back around, and another big factor that everybody's talking about, and, you know, gets to be just the overall tariff talk. And it sure seems like, in my mind, you know, that's definitely just a cloud over this whole market, probably more so on the bean side than on the corn side. But I really do believe, and I know I've said this a number of times, but I'll come back to it today. I believe that that's just Trump's tactic to come out really strong with the hope that we can get some type of negotiations that can happen, you know, whether that be with Mexico or with China before he actually comes into office or shortly after he comes into office.
You know, Jeff, and we've kind of talked about that this week with a couple other commodity brokers, and I find it interesting that as you look and they do the comparison, they say, well, 4 years ago, but a lot of things changes in 4 years and people change in 4 years. So some say we can't judge the book by the cover when we're talking trade possibility when it comes to trade wars. Wait till he gets into office. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right, because each party, as we've touched on sometime, is that, you know, they've all had a chance to see how Trump acts and how he physically negotiates. And I'm mostly talking about how China's had a chance to see it. China's also had a chance to, or Trump's has his chance to see how China operates and how the whole environment works. And the other part, we can't forget that there was a phase one trade deal that was negotiated. And then along came COVID and an administration change. So I think you're exactly right, Susan.
All right. Well, folks, stick around. We've got a lot more to look at as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. We come back, we'll talk more about what's going on in South America. We'll talk more about the corn and the soybean demand as well. And we'll pick, if time allows, pick Jeff's brain and what we're going to see in the month of December as we wrap up 2024. Stick around. It's the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell. I'm Susan Littlefield as we're continuing our conversation with Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners. We talked about soybean technicals, and I completely forgot to ask you about the corn side of it. What are you seeing when it comes to corn technicals at this point?
You know, overall, corn has been behaving better than I think the soybeans has. As we moved over from the December contract, you know, now we have our focus really out there on that March contract. There's a few things that are standing out to me. You know, we continue to come back and kind of hit this uptrend line that's been in place. Oh, it goes all the way back to middle of October. And then we also, you know, it started it back there at the latter days of August when we kind of put in the lows. And so that line has held nicely. The other thing that we've seen actually come together here is that we came right down to the last, you know, today and then on the day on the 27th, you know, on Wednesday and then actually back on Tuesday, we all just came down and the corn market traded right on that 100-day moving average. And it found support there and that area is right in where that uptrend line is. And I think what's important about that, and you'd asked me about the fund traders before, you know, the funds, as we continue to stay on the top side of that 100-day moving average, the funds want to continue to step in and buy. The thing we got to watch, though, is if for some reason we would break through that 100-day, break through that uptrend line, then get on the bottom side of the 100-day, then the funds would start getting out of some of their long position and start working their way back towards the short. And we're not there today. I think actually I think the path of least resistance is actually to work this thing a little higher. On the corn side, I think we're seeing enough positive things on the demand side, and I think there's still enough buying out there that wants to come in. So, but that's how it looks on the technical side, Susan.
What about South America? How is weather looking right now? Are they kind of in their prime of some decent growing opportunities at the moment?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing I say a lot here is that we're pricing a lot of very positive information from the, you know, really positive information in regard to the weather side, negative as it relates to the soybean market that we're pricing at in. Looking at the weather, you know, right now, just kind of put everything in perspective. Soybean planting wise are probably a little over 90% complete, probably up about 95-96% complete on that first corn crop. And as you dig into that and look at that, you know, they're off to a very good start. And the weather that they've got right now, they've had the weather improve. They've got some better rainfall. Overall, the rain appears to be adequate going forward. And what we are watching, though, is that we are watching, there is a little dryness that's showing up, not so much on the European model, but over on the GFS model, maybe in that northeast part of Brazil, maybe in a little bit of southern Brazil as you move on down into Argentina. So we'll have to continue to keep a close eye on those. But as of right now, we're factoring in really a lot of positive information and everything getting off to a really good start down there.
All right, Jeff, let's focus on what's going on in demand as we first start out with this corn complex.
Yeah, you know, the demand numbers. So we had export sales numbers, you know, out today came in just a little bit over 1 million metric tons, which, you know, that was about mid-range from what the trade is expecting. But something I want to kind of put in perspective on the U.S. net export sales side, that is 33% ahead of where we would have been last year at this time. And when I talk about last year this time, I'm talking about the crop year starting from September 1st and through until now. Now, the other thing that's interesting about that, we say, okay, so yeah, it's fine, it's on the export sales side, but are we getting the bushel shipped? And overall, the weekly export inspections from earlier this week actually would put us at 38% ahead of where we'd have been last year at this time. And keep in mind, on the export side, USDA says we're only going to be up about 1.4%. Now, I don't think we'll continue at this type of pace, but I do think down the road we will have to increase the corn export sales numbers.
What about for soybeans?
You know, on the soybean side, actually, I've had some really good numbers showing up there, too. So as we look at the numbers that came out today, 2.491 million metric tons, that puts us up 10% compared to last year at this time. That was a marketing year high in soybean export sales. And what's interesting is that the last 2 weeks, we've actually topped and been above what the trade has been expecting. And we had good flash sales this morning, too. The flash sales are just the daily sales reporting of about 36.4 million bushels. Now, that did all go to the unknown category. So that came in really good. Keep in mind, USDA says we're only going to be up about 7.6 6%. And then we look at what the inspections are doing. So over on the inspection side, and we had really good inspections earlier this week. We know that our sales and inspections will be slowing down. Export inspections this week, though, we're up about 12% compared to where they were a year ago.
All right. In about 30 seconds, give us your book note of marketing into December.
Yeah, so overall, what we're looking at here is that, you know, we're pricing in very good weather in South America. We're pricing that concern about the tariffs. I think we'll get a chance in here to see this market continue to rebound, work its little, you know, self a little bit higher in here. That'll give us some opportunities to sell, and we're also getting some opportunities in here to set some basis also, Susan.
Lots of great things we looked at. Best way for folks to get a hold of you, Jeff?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at JeffPeterson01.
All right, that's been today's Channel Final Bell. The Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25, in Ridgeland.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Conduit. Conduit does it differently so you can do it better. With online access to the ag products you need 24/7, visit conduit.ag. African swine fever, that devastating hog disease, has been circulating on the island of Hispaniola, home to the Dominican Republic and Haiti, for several years. And last week, officials announced they have lost hope of eradicating it. I'll have more when we return. In a 24/7 job like farming, having round-the-clock online access to all the ag products you need just makes sense. So that's how Conduit does things. And in this business, anytime you have an opportunity to score an advantage, you do it. Which brings us to Conduit's Cyber November event. It's basically one long list of advantages, including steep discounts on the ag products you need. Free glyphosate with corn bundles, free glufosinate with soy bundles, and quick and easy financing up to $1 million and 0% interest through January of 2026. Those aren't just good deals, they're a big deal for your operation. But while the list of advantages might be long, the event itself is not. So if you're going to do it before December 2nd at conduit.ag. Do it all and do it better with Conduit. Despite emergency response efforts, African swine fever has become endemic in the Dominican Republic, with outbreaks showing an upward trend in 2024 and consistently appearing throughout the country. While the incidence of positive tests among Dominican swine decreased to 1.1% in the first 9 months of this year, which is down from nearly 30% when the disease was first detected back in 2021, African swine fever has been confirmed in 28 out of 31 provinces. International agencies, including the USDA and the UN Food and Ag Organization, have been working to reduce and ultimately eliminate ASF in the country, but a cohesive response has remained elusive. The situation is further complicated by African swine fever's presence in neighboring Haiti, where civil unrest has halted disease control efforts, making eradication in the Dominican Republic seem far-fetched.
Local pork production has declined by 15% since the virus was detected, leading to increased pork imports. Here in the United States, proactive measures are being taken to prevent the introduction of African swine fever. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service hosted its fourth ASF Action Week from October 28th to November 1st of this year. The initiative aimed to educate U.S. swine producers and pig owners about ASF and encourage proactive measures to protect the national swine herd. While African swine fever has not been detected in the United States, its presence in nearby regions underscores the importance of vigilance. Additionally, APHIS has established a protection zone in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, intensifying surveillance efforts and enforcing stricter movement controls to keep the disease out of the United States. In Asia, Vietnam has implemented stringent control measures as well, especially during the year-end months leading up to their Lunar New Year holiday in 2025, to protect their livestock industry and stabilize the food supply chain. I'll be back with more after this.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The fight against African swine fever remains a global one for the hog industry. In Europe, France has heightened its surveillance of African swine fever along its border with Germany. They hope to prevent the disease from spreading into France, which is home to one of the largest hog herds on the continent. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Conduit. Get 0% financing through January 2026 at conduit.ag. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, to low down in the single digits, and a sunny forecast for tomorrow, high only upper teens. High near 20 for Sunday and mostly sunny. Temps slowly warm up into the 20s for highs as we look into early next week. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explorealex.com. Right now it's 20.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on Bob Taylor ring, it's making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Well, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. All right. Thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bride, she was sitting right by my side. Yeah, that horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank, and then we got up sight. Well, jingle bells fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, yeah. Jingle bells, jingle all the way, hey, hey. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Garden of Eden, never
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
And I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. And yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't gonna take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. 'Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't gonna take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that I must have up and lost his mind tonight. 'Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose. I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't gonna take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. 'Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't.
One. Sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.